It can't have escaped your attention that if we listen to certain elements on the political left, be they in the media, be they in the political establishment, the UK is continually being accused of being a racist country, which makes this really quite an interesting story that's in the media today, because it suggests that poor white pupils are being let down and neglected, which is quite an interesting observation. And it goes on to state that white working class pupils have been failed by decades of neglect in the English education system. This is according to the Education Select Committee, which says that poor white children underachieve and have been let down and neglected. And this is where it gets interesting, because it goes on to state that use of the term white privilege suggests that white pupils are at an advantage. And in actual fact, this is the opposite. This is the opposite of reality for these, for the less well-off white pupils. So I have to say, I do welcome this committee actually for once lifting the blind back and letting us see what is underneath. And what is underneath is the remarkable situation in the United Kingdom, which at the time of the 2011 census is still around about 85% white country. It's the white children, and especially the less well-off white children, who have been systematically and systemically discriminated against. Mr. Halfen, the guy who chaired the committee, says that it's a major social injustice and a scandal that so little attention has been paid to how white pupils on free school meals. This seems to be the metric of, if you like, how less well off you are if you get free school meals. Of course, I disagree with the concept of free school meals, but leaving that to one side, it's those white pupils on free school meals underachieve significantly. And here's some of the stats. Just look at these stats. It's really quite remarkable. Here we go. At GCSE in 2019, 18% of white British pupils on free meals got a grade 4 in English and maths, compared with 23% for the average for pupils on free meals. So again, an underperformance. If you want to look at that in context for university, it's only 16% of white British pupils on free meals get into uni. That compares to 59% for black African pupils on free meals, 59% of Bangladeshi, and 32% of black Caribbean. It's a remarkable statistic, isn't it? Apparently, the scale of this problem impacts on around about 1 million young people who are essentially being just ignored and left to rot by a system which goes against them, even though, because they are white pupils, they are part of the majority of the United Kingdom. The committee rightly goes on, and I agree with this. It says, quote, white privilege as the idea of societal privilege that benefits white people over ethnic groups, the reality is precisely the opposite. There is no white privilege for these poor kids. They're being neglected. Now, naturally, of course, because this is a parliamentary committee, there's not everyone on it is of a similar mind. So the Labour MP in the committee, Kim Johnson, rejected the reference to white privilege as trying to stoke the culture war. Well, I'm afraid the culture war is being waged, Kim Johnson MP, and it's being waged against less well-off white pupils at whatever stage in the education system. And because over the last, the last 20 years or so, the UK has swung to such a massive degree to look after other minorities that it actually ignores the majority. And the majority are white pupils at schools, and particularly those, as I say, from less well-off backgrounds. These kids have been neglected. It's a national disgrace. It needs to be amended. White privilege needs to be debunked, thrown out of all aspects of academia. anyone preaching it should be similarly dismissed, because what they're actually doing is not white privilege that they're really teaching. It's discrimination against white students, particularly those who are less well off. That's what this report suggests. I think it's deeply troubling, but I also think it resonates with reality. I think these kids have been, and over possibly one or two generations of them now, have been ignored by a wicked and cruel system. We need to reject the very concept of white privilege. We need to treat all pupils the same, regardless of their ethnicity. We shouldn't favour anyone over another. To do that, in my opinion, is, what's the word? Oh, yeah, racist.